which he wrote during the 1970s when he was a dissident Marxist and party member in the former East Germany. In 1977, the ruling communist government sentenced him to prison. In 1979, he was deported. Once arrived in what was then West Germany, Barrow became involved with the nascent German Greens, affirming that, quote, red and green go well together, unquote. In the early 1980s peace movement, he alarmed many by enunciating nationalistic arguments against the deployment of Pershing missiles. He began to speak less in political terms and more in religious terms, asking that, quote, the emphasis be shifted from politics and the question of power towards the cultural level to the prophetic level. Our aim has to be the reconstruction of God, unquote. He became a vocal fundamentalist critic of the Realo wing of the Greens, those who became generally committed to exercising parliamentary power, and ultimately left the Green Party in 1985. In a parting speech in Hamburg, he said there were structural similarities between the Greens and the Nazi movement that the Greens were not taking advantage of, but should. Then he gave his fundamentalist alternative, quote, the other republic that we want will be an association of communities, of life communities in which God and Goddess are at the center, unquote. Barrow thereafter moved increasingly toward the New Age esoteric milieu. His major concern remained, quote, the ecological crisis, unquote, whose deep structures, unquote, must be investigated, but he now thinks ecology, quote, has nothing to do with left and right, unquote. Today, Barrow is one of the leading spokespeople and the theorists of New Age ideas in the Federal Republic. The most important thing, he rambles, is that people take the path back and align themselves with the great equilibrium, with a capital G and a capital E, in the harmony between the human order and the Tao of life. I think the esoteric political theme of king and queen of the world is basically the question of how men and women are to comprehend and interact with each other in a spiritually comprehensive way. Whoever does not bring themselves to cooperate with the world government or Weltgeiring will get their due, unquote. And again, note as we proceed with this, the degree of overlap and many of the similarities to elements of, quote, progressive, unquote, thinking and politics in this country, the so-called New Age in particular. In 1989, Barrow co-founded a combination educational center and commune near Trier, the Lernwerkstatt, or Ecological Academy for One World, unquote, whose purpose is to synthesize spirituality and politics, again quoting, to come to a new personal and social orientation. It presents lectures, cultural events, and weekend workshops on various New Age themes, including deep ecology, ecofeminism, Zen Buddhism, holistic nutrition, Sufism, and the like, as well as German identity. His 1987 book, Logik der Rettung, marked an overt embrace of authoritarian theological concepts that shocked many former advisors. And skipping down, since the mid-1980s, Barrow has been remarkably open about proclaiming his embrace of the spiritual content of fascism for the salvation of nature and humanity. In The Logic of Salvation, he asks, quote, is there really no thought more reprehensible than a new 1933, that is, Hitler's rise to state power? But that is precisely what can save us. The ecology and peace movement is the first popular German movement since the Nazi movement. It must co-redeem Hitler. Indeed, quote, the Nazi movement was, among other things, an early reading of the ecology movement, unquote. Germans are to look for, quote, the positive that may lie buried in the Nazi movement and reclaim it, he says, because if we do not, we will remain cut off from our roots, the roots from which will grow that which will save us. Today, one must liberate the brown parts in the German character. The fact is, says Barrow, that today there is a call in the depths of the Volk for a green Adolf, unquote. And in order to educate yourselves, I can't recommend a better way of doing it than getting a hold of this book, Ecofascism: Lessons from the German Experience by Janet Beale and Peter Staudenmayer, published in softcover by the AK Press. It's a very short book. It's a good read. And it's important, an important read. Also, please utilize the Spitfire website and the linked websites. It's an entire mini library of old anti-fascist books that will serve as a great basis for education. And don't neglect the websites by sister station WFMU and also the For the Record supplemental section on the blogosphere, a huge and growing body of information with which to educate yourselves. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 629, It's Not Easy Being Green, Part 2, Ecofascism. This has been recorded on March 16th of 2008. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Man, that was Dave. This program's over. And I just want to say, first of all, it's WFMU. East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. And that Dave and I are good old friends. He's been listening. He's heard some of the comments I've made about him. Of course, he knows I'm just kidding. And I made a mistake. Last program, I said Dave was 87 years old. Actually, Dave corrected me. Dave is, in fact, 93. Yeah, I've seen photos of him, and he looks much younger. Anyway, Dave is now my new buddy. He's promised to send me a case of Sly Weasel bourbon. That was 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure it'll be arriving soon. Hasn't come yet. I keep watching for the UPS man every day, but that case of Sly Weasel bourbon that Dave promised me still hasn't arrived. I'm waiting for it, Dave. I'm sure it'll be arriving tomorrow or the day after. Certainly it'll have arrived by the time I do my next radio show, won't it, Dave? My new buddy, my young friend. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, playing 78s. Like they're going out of style for 1 hour here every 2 weeks on WFMU. So we start out this week. We've got a great old favorite from Louis Jordan.
I know a chef in Albuquerque who excels in bacon turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I want chop suey, I go to East St. Louis, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. They got a fish house in Old Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. So for clams in a bucket, I go to Old Pawtucket, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I take a train to downtown Philly, where I eat scrapple till I get silly. I also eat a lot there of the pepper pot they got there, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I often fly up to the main coast to get broiled lobster with some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, I munch a Mexican tamale, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab, that's one of my favorite snacks. Nothing beats a piece of pizza out in Laguna. I get my tuna fish. I met a gal in Tucumcari, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, I'm such a hungry man. Drive alone to to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. I met a gal in Tucumcari, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, that's where love began. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man.
Your girls, but you ought to see mine. She ain't so good looking, but she dressed so fine. She's long, she's tall, she's a handsome queen. She's got ways like a mowing machine. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. I took her to church in my hometown. Preacher got hot and throwed his Bible down. Says I've been a preaching long, long time. Deacon, get yours, boys, I got mine. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. The deacon by the old fireplace, run that sister one off all race. Overtook her way uptown. She got warm and turned his damper down. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. across both eyes. She ran way back, she knocked at the knees and she bawled a jack. Steady, Jane, steady, don't you bother me. I'll whip you down with a single tree. She's a hum-dum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Now church is over, singing's done. Not much preaching, but lots of fun. She's a hum-dum danger from Dingersville. Do watch her strut her stuff.
We talked last night, and we talked it for nearly an hour. She wanted me to go down to the welfare store and get a sack of that welfare flour, but I told her no. Baby, and I sure don't want to go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you. I don't want to go down to that welfare store. Now you need to go get you some real white man. You know, to sign your little note. They give you a pair of them keen-toed shoes and one of them pinchback soldier coats. But I told them no. Baby, and I sure don't want to go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you, but I don't want to go down to that welfare store. Welfare people, they gonna treat everybody right. Say they give you a can of them beans and a can or two of them old tripe. But I told them no. Baby, and I sure don't wanna go. I say I'll do anything in the world for you, but I don't wanna go down to that welfare store. Baby, we talked yesterday, and we talked in my backyard. She said, I'll take care of you, sonny boy, just as long as these times stay hard. And I told her, yeah, baby, and I sure won't have to go. I said, and if you do that for me, I won't have to go down to that welfare store.
But that was Sonny Boy Williamson and the Welfare Store Blues. The song before that was called She's a Hum-Dum Dinger from Dingersville. That's sung by Jimmy Davis. Dingersville is in, it's in Nebraska. It's near Palookaville. It's just outside of Nowheresville. I spend a lot of time in Nowheresville. Some people think I was born there. Others wish I would go back. I they got some hot tamales in Nowheresville. You should take the next bus there. Go ahead. Spend a weekend. Longer. You'll have a hard time leaving. The locals will make sure of it. They got a lot of room in the cemetery. Not that I'm suggesting anything. Well, we heard Jimmy Davis sing about the Hum Dum Dinger, and the other song before that was not a song, it was instrumental, called Conversation. Mary Lou Williams and her girl stars. And Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five sang about the Hungry Man, song written by the great Bobby Troup. He wrote Route 66, that song too, same guy. So, I'm at WFMU, I'm the old codger, and I hate this station, but it, you know, they let me do the radio show. But I listen to this station, you know, I tune it in at home in my bunker in East Orange, and I listen to it because I need to be periodically reminded of how good I am by comparison as a disc jockey. The other day I heard this kid, this bearded hippie DJ, is floundering in a monologue. He's telling the story about what he did last weekend. It had no point. He just needed to fill the air with his voice. Imagine that. Some people do that, you know. Then he paused. He really awkwardly, I've heard this before, and he says, I have nothing queued up. Well, he wanted you to believe that he did not have a musical selection ready to play. But he's lying. I've heard that phrase a lot on the station. When you hear a WFMU disc jockey say, I have nothing queued up, it's an existential admission. They're not referring to the record player. They're talking about their life. They're directionless. They're clueless. They're uncentered. They're making it up as they go along. They have no plan, no discipline. Their lives are mixed metaphors compounded to the nth degree. And they're going to tell you who to vote for. Yeah, sure. And what lousy music you should buy. Well, they're not all hopeless. I met this one guy who works at Andy Breckman. And we talked a bit. And we discovered we have a lot in common. He hates the station, too. Except he doesn't listen. He agrees that there are too many hippies on the air. And Andy told me about this time that he tried to slip poison into salsa at the last staff beer gathering, but another staffer caught him and blackmailed him for $12,000. So I said, who? Name the staffer. And he gave me 25 guesses. And sure enough, it was... Well, okay, Andy gave me $5,000 not to reveal the name of the staffer. I need that money, because I've got to buy... There's a truckload of 78s that one of my neighbors is selling. And he wants some pretty coin for it, so I need that $5,000. Anyway, there's just something about the hippies down here, and the radio station, and the programming, and the crappy music they play. But, until 8 o'clock tonight, everything is just fine. We've got great music on 78 RPM Records. Only. From me to you. So, here on Free Warm Radio, we have Betty Roach. Here's a song by Betty Roach called Trouble, Trouble.
Why can't you let me be? All the folks are asking for you. Why must you bother with me? The iceman's been complaining, the landlord too. Told them I ain't got fire, so they will have to take two. 'Cause I've got trouble, trouble, trouble holding this man of mine. It seems there's always trouble every that I speak my mind.
I'm not not asking for social equality, to rank with the rich in their company, to drive around New York in their motor cars, or to go to their penthouses and smoke their cigars. All I want is a job with a decent wage, to exist now and provide for old age. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. From the day when I began to sing, my mother told me I'll be a king. She spoke to me confidentially, saying the older you get, the better you'll be. And when you sing all the minor psalms, it will cause trials and a sensation. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. The reason why I'm appealing to you, I've got a wife, four children, and a mother too. They reside in the West Indies and are depending on me financially. Friends, many days I feel I can die, I feel like committing suicide. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. Not the crooner Rudy Valley or the songbird Mr. Bing Crosby. People, I want you to understand, I am not Guy Lombardo nor Paul Whiteman. This is plain Papa Houdini, the Calypso King of the West Indies. And every man was born to be free and to be happy from suppression and misery.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's better than any rock and roll. That's better than a punk. That is punk. Yes, that was Vivian Gary and her all-girl band. And the song was called A Woman's Place is in the Groove. Wilmot Houdini, before that, and his Calypso Parliament did Poor But Ambitious. And Betty Roach did a song that was two songs long. On this program, anyway, Trouble, Trouble, because she named it twice. Because it's two songs in one, because it goes out for almost 6 minutes. It's one of the longest 78s in my collection. And it's a great one. Well, I'm the man with the world's biggest collection. 78 RPM records. My shoes are pretty big, too, you know, and they're older than you. I'm Courtney T. Edison on WFMU. Every other week, I come here and I do the 78 program. That's all I play, 78 RPM records, like they're going out of style. Well, I also, as you know, I have proud sponsors of this program. That's right, I have commercials on the non-commercial station because I'm one of the few non-hippies on this station who believes in capitalism, making a buck, you know, for all the work that I do. I have to push the shopping cart of 78s all the way to Jersey City from East Orange. That's a lot of work for a man of my tender years. Anyway, I'm going to play some commercials by the sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Show. I want you to patronize these sponsors. They all have worthy products. Okay? Well, here we go.
Give way to your heart, your spirit soar.
With Northwest Airmanship,
you fly as you've never flown before. Fly the best when you fly Northwest. Northwest Orient.
Planning a trip to Tokyo, Manila, Hong Kong, anywhere in the Orient? Fly the shortest, fastest way, Northwest. Northwest Great Circle Shortcut saves you 1,800 miles to the Orient. And only Northwest gives you one airline service to the Orient, direct from Cleveland. So fly the shortest, fastest way to the Orient. Fly Northwest. Daily, first class and tourist service across the Pacific on luxurious DC-7C. Call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brushless or lather, boys, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Take a minute. See what's in it. When you're buying a vitamin product, read the label. Make sure you get all the vitamins recommended by government experts. You do in VIMS, and three essential minerals also. Get VIMS at your druggist. VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. VIMS.
Get Wild Root Cream off, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with pseudolanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You
you'll find it. You will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all those gals away, hiya, Baldy. Get a bottle right away. Your druggist has it. A little goes a long, long way. You hear it screaming. Keeps you looking neat all day.
Yes, I highly recommend that you use all those products. The ones I've played, the commercials in the previous shows as well. All the good foods. Because everything that is, every product that is advertised on the Old Cards Radio Show is guaranteed. It is guaranteed to have at least 45% all natural ingredients. That's my standard here, as a matter of fact. So you can count on it that these products are good for you. Well, it's time to go back to the music because we're running out of time. The program's already half over. This is Old Codger here, Courtney, and let's see what we got now. Big Bill Brunzi. That's what we got. Big Bill Brunzi.
Down I know the little girl, about 16 years old. I said, Bill, stop drinking and I will satisfy your soul. But I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now, my woman told me about 15 years ago, Bill, you gonna drink one of these mornings and you'll never drink no more. But I will just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now I wake up in the morning holding a bottle tight. When I lay down at night, mama, it's a gallon out of sight. Because I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. God, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Doctor, with my head in my hand, the doctor said, Big Bill, I think I'll have to give you monkey glands because you just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. God, my woman told me to stop drinking and come on home. If you don't, Big Bill, some other man gonna carry your business on. But I'm just gonna keep on drinking. Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking. I'm just gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down.
Just once again, it isn't hard to do, so when you begin. stop till you've done it. A jazzy tune, and pretty soon you're gonna find yourself strutting around. Now dance one foot, then the other one goes, and you must put lots of pep in your toes. You bend way back while you're stiffing your legs, just like a rooster walking on eggs. You hear the drums, the saxophone, the fiddle, then you wet your thumbs and toddle to the middle of the floor. And what is more, you know the most anybody can do the foxtrot.
Taken me out once in many, 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 many months. All day I've worked, I haven't shirked, but I give you notice now. Tonight, if you stay home, well, you'll stay home all alone. My work is done, now I want some fun that I'm entitled to. And if you don't want to take me out, it's perfectly okay. Okay, and toodaloo. Stay at home, Papa. Gone, stay at home, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. You want to stay in? I'm going out, hey, hey. Cause you ain't treating me right. It's all right with me. You can sit at home and listen to the radio. Baby, I'm going out and get myself a load of Haiti, Haiti home. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight. What's that you say? You're going to bed? You're tired? Mm-hmm, I see. That's been the whole damn trouble with you. You're always too tired for me. All right, go to sleep. Go on, get into bed. Go on, go on, go on. Start a snore. It's wives like me with husbands like you that twin beds were invented for. The hell with this business of early to bed and early to rise. I'm going to hang around Harry Roy and his band and get circles under my eyes. I'll pick up a nice young college boy who's plenty wild. You know what they say, nature in the raw, raw is seldom mild. Fine husband you are when I want some love and you say you can't be annoyed. Well, I'm not going to stay at home and be one of those unenjoyed. My love depression days are over. I won't stand here and gab. My prosperity's around the corner waiting in a taxi cab. Don't worry about me getting a sweetheart. That won't be so hard. Say, if I don't do so well on Piccadilly, oh, there's always the Navy Yard. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight.
About the money-craving fool. What I'm telling you is facts instead of jokes. They're the ones that stands the best, treated better than all the rest. That's the hardcore, crazy, money-craving fool. Lawyer, sure your pocketbook will snatch. He will promise you great things to get your cash. He will make you think he's wise. When he's paid, you'll be surprised. Oh, a lawyer, sure your pocketbook will snatch. Oh, a merchant makes you think he'll treat you right. But the way he plans and schemes, it is a sight. He will treat you mighty nice. When he's through, you've paid him twice. Oh, a merchant makes you think he'll treat you right. Oh, some preachers don't exactly plumb the line. They will plan some way to get your money and mine. Oh, they'll pray just like a saint. Their good wives use powder and paint. Oh, some preachers don't exactly plumb the line. Oh, a doctor tell you that your blood is high. But he'll tell you he can cure you by and by. He will put you right in bed. In a little while you're dead. Has got your dough, you said your last goodbye. Oh, a landlord makes you think he's good as Paul. He will tell you that he won't be hard at all. But just fail to pay your rent out in the street at once you're sent. Oh, someday old Satan will come and get them all.
That was a blind Alfred Reed. He wasn't really blind, and his name wasn't Alfred or Reed. It was all, you know, for the stage. It's all made up. It's a show business, you know. That was called Money Craving Folks. I know what that's about. Yes, I can relate. Well, before that was Sophie Tucker. And Stay at Home Papa. And the Brock sisters sang about to dance, learn to do the strut. And Big Bill Brunzi with Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me Down. This is the Old Codger Courtney on WFMU, this lousy radio station. Coming up at 8 o'clock is somebody else, somebody worse. But I tell you, this Monday morning I was tuned into the radio station. As I said, I listen occasionally because I like to know what's going on, because it reminds me how much better I am than the people who do the radio shows here. And there was this lady, Liz Berg. She was on Monday morning, and she's talking about this rock and roll band playing at some club in New York, and she's describing their performance. She says the kids should go out and see them because, I think the word she used was awesome. She said they were awesome. Then she described the way they perform. She says they're a fun band. This is what she said. She said they're a fun band. They pour garbage on each other, and they set the drum kit on fire. That's what she said. I wondered if she was speaking metaphorically about the band's music, you know, pouring garbage on each other. I got the impression from the way she spoke that she likes the band. Hey, but what does she know about music? She's like 16 years old or something. Anyway, I got here today. You know, I pushed the shopping cart, and I got here early, and I saw Liz in the office this afternoon. So I went up to her. You know, I asked if she likes Sophie Tucker. And she said she didn't know anything about Sophie Tucker. And I said, well, Sophie Tucker used to perform at Belasco's Vaudeville Emporium, and she would get naked and roll around in broken glass and dump barrels of raw sewage on customers in the front row. So Liz heard this. Liz said, that sounds awesome, she said. Then she asked if I had a compact disc of Sophie Tucker that she could listen to. A compact disc, she asked for. So, I fired a pistol, and she scampered away. CD of Sophie Tucker. Kids. Well, anyway, we'll get back to the 78 RPM records right now. I'm having a lot of fun here at the radio station. What do we got next? We got Kansas Joe and Memphis Mini on WFMU. Good music for a change.
If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And the water gonna come and I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to get my trouble to. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away. My youth too.
see. I paid your doctor's debt in my dream. Life trouble bound and mixed. He's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Sandra, give me Dr. Jazz.
Happy just to be in the sweet land of liberty. Standards of living here is much higher than anywhere. With a Mr. Roosevelt at the head, American people bound to eat bread. That's the reason why I'll pray in the term he will stay. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who gives you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
Oh, where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Now Europe is at war, I love my USA more and more. People in foreign land just never seem to understand that a little human side of our life keep us out of trouble and out of strife. That's the reason why I'm here, not me and over there. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who give you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
And where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Refugees from abroad run from fire and from the sword. Do not know where to roam after driven away from home. With a friendly gesture of sympathy, Uncle Sammy, democracy, always lend a hand to a man without a land. USA rule the day, for who pays the rent when you ain't got a cent?
USA!
And who give you meat when you have none to eat?
USA!
Now where can you roam when you ain't got a home?
USA!
And where can you flee to a land that is free?
USA!
Now where's the best place in the whole world to stay?
USA!
Because where in the world you'll find WPA?
USA!
I can't believe I'm out of time already. I just got started. Damn. Program's open already. A pox on the program director here. Only give me 60 minutes. I can only squeeze in, 10, 12, 14 songs. It's not enough. because I also have to give my opinions, because people want to know what I think, and they have a right to my opinion. So, anyway, I got to do the playlist, the program list. We heard Duke of Iron there with Gerald Clark and his Calypso Orchestra doing the USA song. Before that was Jelly Roll Morton with Dr. Jazz, and before that we heard a blues song. I don't love the blues, but we have dated. We heard Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie, and they sang When the Levee Breaks. So, it's 8 o'clock, I got to say hello and goodbye to my friends Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton's out there, of course Woody Fishcakes Clooney, my agent Lola Bell Pancake, and Oogie Wawa, my doddering crony, and of course my old lady friend Blossom Moskowitz and her dog Fudgy. They're out there too. Anyway, I'll come back in a couple of weeks, and next time I'm going to be plushed to the scuppers before I come in. I'll enjoy myself even more. So stay tuned for Tom Sharpie Sharpling on WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes, they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa Go-To.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Tupac.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Tent don't stand without the tent pole. This is a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
We'll be right back.
the queen of the big boss beat, Miss Bon Bon Wheelie. He's saucy, he's sexy, and slightly sassy, our good friend Buddy on bass guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, for your dancing and listening pleasure, introducing the Big Kahuna.
Struggle, ain't no jungle or high. Cause once you get the skin, you ain't gonna stop. Now get this. Pneumonia.